they do have a team of 10 flame attendants responsible for it 24 hours a day. Now I know I can't do that job. Never mind. Right, 13 minutes past eight. I want you to imagine being asked to exhibit some of your best photos. You know, you look through your photos, and that's not a bad one. So, you know, you've got to do it in the public to see. At one of Wiltshire's busiest places, that would be pretty daunting, wouldn't it, really? Now imagine having Down syndrome, being paralysed down one side, being born with five holes in your heart. Well, that's the way it is for Chippenham's Ali Pierce, who loves snapping anyone and anything in a very artistic way. Now, after a number of knockbacks, her work finally caught the eye of someone important at Wiltshire County Council. And now the 22-year-old is exhibiting 50 of her best photos at Salisbury Library in the Young Gallery. Well, Mark Jones went to meet Ali and her mum, Vonnie, as they were looking at the exhibition.
Ali, when you took this photograph up at Cane Hill Locks, why did you choose to take the dog?
Oh, no.
You just like the dog, like the look of it?
Yeah, look him.
Because you like him. You love him. He was a nice dog.
That's Vonnie and Ali talking about one of the many pictures here at Salisbury Library in the Young Gallery. Vonnie, my first question is, how did Ali get into photography in the first place?
Before Ali could even speak, she showed an interest in, they used to have a little Tomy toy cameras. Ali was walking around flashing this camera in everybody's face, and we thought, yes, I remember. And your dad and I said, when the batteries run out, we won't put any more in. And then was it your 16th or your 18th birthday?
18th birthday.
The 18th birthday. And Ali said, I want a real camera. And we were at, again, at a PCP meeting for Wiltshire, and one of the facilitators there, bless his heart, he gave Ali his camera to play with. He was so impressed with her imagery at the end of the day that instead of buying her just a very cheapo camera, we decided to go along with Ali's wishes and get her a... her first camera, I think, was an Olympus, but it was more or less a point-and-shoot. Ali was offered the opportunity to have the Canon SLR.
And the SLR is the one that she uses today?
That is, yes, it's a Canon digital SLR camera.
You must be very proud. I mean, for anyone to actually display in Salisbury Library is one thing, but the fact that Ali has battled all her life with Down syndrome and also the holes in her heart as well. Yes, she must make you immensely proud.
To be honest with you, it goes beyond pride. Sometimes I find myself thinking that it's a dream, and I mean, really, thinking this can't be happening. It's almost quite a frightening responsibility. And to have this immense ability to see so much beauty in it, particularly in the face of so much adversity, you find yourself thinking, oh, can I cope with this?
Could you believe it when she was actually invited to come and exhibit here?
I have to be very honest with you. As you're aware, I'm in a wheelchair too, and I hadn't realised just how prestigious this particular gallery and event was going to be. So I'm a little bit, I'm still sort of reeling from, I can't believe we're here.
I need to ask Ali how she feels about this.
Wow.
You're very proud, aren't you? As you can see, Ali uses sign language, which might be a bit difficult for radio.
My God.
Ali says it's my life, my choice.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah. That's Ali's favourite word.
That's Ali Pierce with Mum Vonnie talking about Ali's photography exhibition at Salisbury Library. It starts today. If you're popping into the city, maybe you're doing a bit of shopping, why not pop in into the library and have a look? It runs until the end of the month, so you've got plenty of time to have a look at Ali's photos. It's in the Young Gallery. If you can't make it to Salisbury and you want to see Ali's photos, she's actually got a website. I'm sure she won't mind me pointing you in that direction. It's www.imagesbyali, and that's all one word, so images, then BYALI, so imagesbyali.co.uk. I've got it up now. Terrific pictures. Absolutely terrific pictures of Wiltshire. Really evocative shots. So if you want to do that, have a look for yourself. If you can't make it to Salisbury Library, it's www.imagesbyally.co.uk.